said to me, you got to understand, we got to return to the religion of our people. I said, man, I ain't swinging on a vine in the jungle no more, man. I'm driving a damn car, walking on the street, living in a house, eating food that come wrapped up in a package. You want to dress up in some kind of a dress? God damn, man. What is this? Whatever happened to Baby Jane? I said, there's no way I'm putting on some kind of fucking Popeye hat and run around calling myself a Muslim. I ain't no Muslim. Now, here today's Islamic roundtable. Dear Pastor Reddick, what is Islam? What do you mean, what is Islam? He said, oh, I'm serious, Pastor. Why don't you do one of your shows on what is Islam? I said, well, hell, all right. I'll do it. Here it is. If you hijack an airplane and fly it into a building, you Islam. If you bow your head on a carpet 5 times a day with your ass up in the air, you Islam. If you read the Koran, not the Bible, the Koran. I want you to write that down. And you'll find a lot of the brothers out there, they're quoting the Koran now. Because like my cousin ML, they're Muslim. It ain't no Bible. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's called the Koran. If you towel wrap, turban wine, wear a rag, a tablecloth, a comfort, or a jacket on your head, you're Islam. If you are a woman and you wear a bag or a bedsheet over your head, you Islam. If you don't smoke, drink, have sex, smile, grin, or laugh, you Islam. If you don't eat pork, barbecue, bacon, ribs, or Canadian ham, you Islam. If you are poor, raggedy ass, eat the whole lot of a donut, dumbass, and you strap a bomb on and walk into a pizza parlor, you are Islam, brother. And if you think there are 7 virgins waiting for you after you blow yourself into pizza toppings, you Islam.